Views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. The biblical connection between the Old and New Testament in a divine portrait. We're going to look at that. Plus, false teachers, false prophets, false news, but real heralds. Interesting. And is multiple translations too much for God to handle?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yes, all of those. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Yes, some of those. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. Every show I share my life's insanities. There's not much new there. There's nothing new. It's there so you can feel better about yourself because you recognize I'm just as bad as you and just as goofy as you. Keep in mind this, there's so much more. How much more? So much more, I would say, oy vey. That's how much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. I'm going to tell you right now, one of the trivia prizes that we're working on, did you hear what I said? Working on is, ready? This is a good trivia prize, I think, a tune-up for your car. Ooh, we're working on that right now. Keep in mind, folks, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, this segment brought to you by our very good friend who was in the studio yesterday doing an excellent job, our good friend Jamie. Money, 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 money. Jamie Blumenthal, his wonderful wife Nancy, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. You don't have to have $1 million to call him. Yeah, I love he uses illustrations. If you got $300,000 laying around in the bank doing nothing. That's so funny. Bottom line is, if you're a person that's at the retirement stage or you're a person that's looking at getting planning, I just read an article about people who are younger, 31, 32, starting to plan out. He had mentioned that the other day. Plan out things that are taking place ahead. So we might have skipped a generation. If you're in the generation that skipped planning, it's not too late. It is not too late. You might go, I'm much older. Doesn't matter. You need to talk to somebody who knows how to handle these things to get the maximum amount you can get for your retirement prep. Period. There's nothing else to it. Go to retiretherightway.com. That is their website, retiretherightway.com. For those that don't like the internet and want to use a phone, fine. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. 67. And for those that don't like the phone, you can always send them a stamp. I have no idea where, but you could. RetireTheRightWay.com. Plan right, retire right, retire the right way. Great job by Jamie. I think they're on a little bit of vacay, getting a little vacate time. Good for them. And I was just talking to Tiffany. She's getting a little vacay, forced vacay time, like take a break. She's just been working so much and accruing. It's like, take a break. It's like, I don't get those paid things. Like, you know, like I have to pay myself kind of thing. So there's not really a break in that. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's check with Wonder Julie just to make sure she's on top of it. Now I'm checking with her every day. She knows that she's gonna be ready for today. What is today's holiday?
I don't have any idea.
Oh, good for you. It's relaxation day.
Oh.
Yeah, this is something that Dr. B had mentioned. Remember our Dr. B from the specific chiropractic centers? Dr. B had mentioned this is relaxation day. Here's 10 ideas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Here's 9 of 10 ideas because the paper cut off the last one. On things to do for relaxation and day. Do nothing today. Okay, I did that in the morning. go to the spa. I've never done that. Go fishing. My son does that. Play a round of golf. You wouldn't be listening to this if you were playing a round of golf. And then it does say caution, not always relaxing.
No.
Is that true? Golf's not always relaxing, is
Sometimes
it?
Sometimes your clubs end up in trees.
I don't know. Lounge around in a hammock. That's a good one. People don't use hammocks the way I had a hammock when I was in Michigan. We had a downstairs a basement, and we went to Acapulco as a family. And a family bought hammocks, so I got a hammock. Everybody got a hammock, and I put it on these metal things on these posts in the basement. I used to hang on it.
In the basement would be fine, but yeah. Not outdoors today.
A little warm. Take a bubble bath. I am a big believer in bubble baths. I'm just telling you right now, I think bubble baths are great. Spend the day at the beach. I lived a mile and a half from the beach for 2 years. I absolutely went there 3 times. Maybe 2.
Sad.
That is sad. To the pool all the time. To the beach. There's a lot of sand there. Go to the movies. Got nothing for you there since most movies are trash. It's like they're terrible. Or you can buy popcorn for $9,000.
Yeah.
Like, what? And then this says do a little gardening. And as soon as I read that, I thought, when I do gardening, I cut a half an acre with a push mower. I don't understand how that's relaxing. I must admit. Do you do anything in particular, X, or do you just do nothing? That's kind of where I'm at now in life. It's like, my relax is nada.
I don't get to do nothing pretty much.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow. You need to have a little bit of kind of like chillaxing, just relaxing. That's not
Stuff's
happening.
Stuff's got to get done, and I'm the only one at my house that can do it.
You guys got to pray for wonder, Julie. That was really nice of Miss Gates to mention you. Blessings on you.
I know. How sweet is she?
Nice. That's great. All right. I will say for the relaxation, we'll just do this plug here. We're not going to do the music. But don't forget about Dr. Brandon Brown. He does a great job helping people feel better. He's got this whole relaxation thing going on today. You can always call him, touch base with him, let him know that you heard it on our show. He's a super nice guy, and he will help you out. DrBrandonBrown.com, DR, BrandonBrown.com for relaxation day. All right, I got 2 trivia questions. I'll load them up in the next segment because I only have about 6 minutes for this very intense, and I'm not talking camping, very intense review and teaching. Here's the question. The biblical connection between the Old and New Testament in a divine portrait. So for those that are wondering, you know, is there a connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament? Because one's the Old Testament, one's the New Testament. The answer is yes. For those that are wondering a little bit further, and this is, now don't freak out. Okay, I promise I said don't freak out. I promise I said that. As best as can be told, prophecies from Genesis to Revelation, from the 39 books in the Old Testament, the 27 books in the New Testament, as best as has been accounted for. Did you hear what I'm saying there? As best as has been accounted for, there are roughly 1,817 prophecies that have been brought forth in the Bible. There are 18 to 36 that can be told. This is all over the place. That can be told that are yet to be fulfilled. One of the big ones that has not been fulfilled is actually a prayer prophecy when Jesus was praying in John 17. And he said for those that would believe on the disciples from their message that there would be a unity. And Jesus didn't use the word unity lightly. It's actually in the Greek complete unity. And by that, it means that there's acceptance of differences, but there's no division in the sense of separating off people to different places. Also, for biblical connection between the Old and New Testament, there's 40 authors, right? But the most miraculous thing about the Bible, along with the prophecy, is the theme that God writes throughout Genesis to Revelation, and that is he loves people. He's trying to get them to stop, you know, self-explode or, you know, self-detonate, so to speak. And he's trying to help out, but people are just rejecting, and most of the things that take place that are not where we want them to be are ultimately some form of rejection of God. I'm not talking about individual. I'm talking about, you know, corporately, Adam and Eve, rejection of God, sent the whole thing into tailspin, which is why we needed the new Adam. Here is something that you may not know about this connection. So I'm just connecting the Old and New Testament. There's prophecies that connect it. There's the miraculousness of the 40 authors from paupers all the way to kings, everybody writing in every facet of life, writing this same spirit, this same all along the 2,800 year period, which is amazing. Could never, ever happen. No way. It's just a fascinating element. But there's another thing in the Bible that really connects the Old and New Testament. I just want to talk about it for a split second. Revelation chapter 21, 10 through 14. He carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 13, there were three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, and three on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Five times in this text, the word 12 is used. That's a lot in a short text. The 12 tribes and the 12 apostles are pictured together in the New Jerusalem as part of the building of the structure. And what we should absolutely gain, whether you're a premillennialist, amillennialist, and postmillennialist, which I am going to teach about in the next segment, I don't care which of those you are. This picture connects the Old Testament and the New Testament in such vivid imagery. This is the handwriting of God. This is the masterpiece portrait of God. The 12 gates have the names of the 12 tribes. The 12 foundations have the name of the 12 apostles. Get it? It's one picture showing the 12 from the old and 12 from the new. Get it? 65 books. The 66th book is a picture of the 65. Get it? Isn't that cool? Come on. You should just be like, yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Okay, you can say it any way you want, but that's how you should do it. Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, he reached down and see.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus' longest sermon that's recorded is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which takes about 25 to 30 minutes long. It takes about 30 minutes to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here's a lesson for pastors and preachers everywhere. Jesus said everything he wanted to say on the Sermon on the Mount in 30 minutes. Paul took 12 hours. God didn't record a single word.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770. The Christian station here in Texas. I usually take a pause in between my name. All right, I don't. David Spoon Experience. I thought that was pretty good. For those that are interested, I'm in a pretty good mood, but I'm not going to tell you all the reasons why. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com is the email. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. You can also go on the website, and there's a contact us. Website is DavidSpoonMedia.com or DavidSpoon.com. I mean, either one. DavidSpoonMedia in Facebook and in YouTube. I do want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, you can go to the website and fill that out and just say public or private. And by public or private, if you have a prayer request, you don't want somebody praying, but you don't want anybody to really know. What's that thumb? What is that? What was that?
Oops.
Oh, I love live radio. So you can go to the website and then, was that boring? Huh? We got to go out already? No. So go to the website and fill it in. Just say public or private. We'll just pray over whatever it is. It's just people joining you in prayer. Nothing more, nothing less. That's the whole of it. All right. I am going to offer up the first. We're going to do our read.
Our sponsor read.
Okay, I can hear you. Oh. You're dying over there.
I'm sorry.
It's a good thing you didn't say something really bad.
I know.
I think you're doing fine. I love that. People like that. That's part of real life. Who doesn't drive down the road? I was driving down the road today, and a guy was in the far left lane, and he shot over from the far left to the far right, four lanes, and got right behind this car, like by about 4 feet. And it wasn't because he was looking for something on his other seat. I thought there was something that was going to happen. He was just looking for something. He wasn't looking where he's driving. He went across four straight lanes.
It's scary.
Like, that is scary. It's like, wow. It's like being in California. Okay, let's do the trivia question. Here you go. It's not complex. I have confidence in every one of you. The second one going to be much tougher. Here's the first one. Jesus, what was his first miraculous sign? 972-445-0770. Jesus, what was his first miraculous sign? 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by our good friend John.
Big John. Big John.
From the Blessed Roofing Company, theblessedroofingcompany.com, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. Very simple. For a free inspection, roof repair, roof replacements, doesn't matter. Most of the time, no out-of-pocket costs, but no fudging the numbers. I guess there's a big change in the law, so you have to make these filings before September 1st in order to get the maximum benefit, because there's some changes that are coming. You can talk to John about it. He will explain it to you much more in depth than I could. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLE. S-S-E-D. Also, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Tell them that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, and you can get, what did he have? He has the snow cones right next to you. You can get a free snow cone. That's kind of cool. And he'll take care of you. Good brother in the Lord. Okay, trivia question. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dave. It's me again, John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. All right, you got a tough one here, so I just want to see. Now, it's not as tough as the one that's coming up after, but it is a good intro one. What's the first miraculous sign that Jesus demonstrated?
I misunderstood. I was going to say the star in the sky, but...
I'll walk you through this. All right, let's think about this, okay? The first thing that Jesus did, he was at a wedding.
He turned water to wine.
He turned the water into wine. That is correct. That's the first miracle. Okay, if you want a follow-up that's really kind of tough, or do you want me to give you an easier follow-up?
I'm always game.
Okay, all right. The second miracle, chronologically, Jesus healed either a son or a daughter of an official. This is in John chapter 4, verse 43 through 54. Do you remember if it was the son or the daughter of an official?
It was a son.
That was the son, and you had a 50-50 shot there, so good job. That is correct. He healed the official's son from Capernaum in Galilee. Good job, my friend. Good job. All right.
Well, I appreciate it.
How you doing? How are things going? You looking at a good weekend? You looking at having some?
Oh, yeah. And I want you to know, I appreciate that gift card that you sent me. My wife and I enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Well, guess what? We're working our way for a trivia contest where we're going to be able to give away a free tune-up. So that's pretty good for people. So just keep listening, and we'll give you information as that comes in.
Hi, Dave. I love your show.
All right, man. I appreciate that very much, brother. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great job. Excellent job, my friend. I love it when people are blessed by it. It's kind of a cool thing. I think it's cool when God blesses other people and you're right around. I don't know. It's like if somebody does well, it's like, yay! Well, yay! Okay. All right, let's get to this. This is going to be something people are going to get mad at me for. Now, most of the time I tell you I do stuff here, you guys don't get mad, right? It's not, none of it's mean. I mean, except the thing I did on abortion. Okay, that was mean because I don't like it. So I just kind of laid it out. I have very little room there. You guys are just going to have to deal with it. I understand. But I want to talk about false teachers. Ooh, false teachers. So if we can do a Tyrannosaurus Rex noise. That was what Wonder Julie was doing. She was looking for a noise.
I got goats.
You know what? That's sheep getting eaten. That's what that is. All right, let's go. False teachers abounding. Good job, though. You got it in there. 2 Peter 2:1 says, false prophets. No, let me go through both of these. False prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. For those that are trying to make a huge distinction between false teachers and false prophets, you don't have to make a legalistic decision. You can understand that there's some differentials. But in general, a false teacher and a false prophet are people that are communicating false stuff. Right? That's not hard. So what takes place is, I'll give you a perfect example. Just happened yesterday on one of the networks. Somebody came out and said, you cannot be evangelical and align with this particular political affiliation. It's a false prophet. You just called 25 million people who are Christians, not Christians. No way in the universe you can get away with that stuff. Not only that, but the person's not even a Christian. And that's the thing that gets you the most, is they're not even a believer. And they're talking smack. And it's like, come on. Right? Here's the way you handle a lot of that. You ignore it. You know how much power it has over you? Only the power you give it. Give it none. Because they're just false. And a false preacher, a false teacher, a false prophet, or anybody that's trying to do some kind of agenda that is separating from honoring Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is not worth it. And don't tell me that, well, the big thing here is everything that we're displaying to the world. I have a message for you. Friendship with the world is put you in a position of being an enemy of God. Because the world, I'm not talking about people you're trying to lead to Christ. I'm talking about the world system. They hate Jesus, and they hate you because you're one of his followers. You're not supposed to live your life to please them. You're supposed to live your life to please the Lord. If you want to please the world, don't be a Christian. Just hang it up. Stop. Now, I want to say something real fast because this next segment is going to be super intense, and I only got like 3 minutes. That's what I got. Okay. A false teacher, somebody on these media networks or somebody making proclamation or somebody who's got no idea who Jesus is, that's a real problem. But that's not the same thing as a teacher who teaches something different in certain theologies. A false teacher is not someone who teaches something different on certain theologies. For example, there are multiple Christians that are Arminian, Calvinistic, premillennialist, amillennialist, postmillennialist, that believe in the gifts of the Spirit, that don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, that believe in baptism of the Holy Spirit is distinct, that don't believe baptism of the Holy Spirit is distinct. Those are not your enemies. Those are people that see theology different than you. The people that mock Christ and mock Christians and mock sending prayers, those are your enemies. 1 Corinthians 11:19 says, no doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you God has approved. That's not a problem. Distinctives, differences, I'm a hand, I'm an elbow, I'm a kneecap, that's fine. But for those that don't know, the scripture in Psalm 63 says, I am a friend to anyone who fears you, anyone who obeys your commandments. Even if you are a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a Methodist or a Presbyterian or a Church of Christ, whatever the case may be, or a Lutheran or whatever the case may be, and by the way, never try to forget anybody in that thing. It doesn't matter if the people that you're engaging with are genuinely fearing the Lord and seeking to obey his commandments, and they're sincere in their pursuit and in their surrender to the Lord, that's your friend. I am a spirit-filled, Bible-believing, Calminian, manifold millennialist, born-again Christian Jew. And Jesus Christ is Lord. If you believe that, I am your brother. When we come back, I want to talk to you about something that happened on this station. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain, is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay, just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
On Christ the Solid Rock, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Again, livinginhisgrip.com is a place that you can go and get that music, some of the music that we have for free in regards to the intro. Some people like to do that and have that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think it's great. In terms of giving you worship music away free, ministering music away free, it's like, what a price. I'm just saying, that's a great price. All right. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon Media@gmail.com. I get some pretty unique emails. So I did think it was kind of interesting. I didn't know that Texas was adding a zoo. Dallas was adding a zoo, apparently, because they sent me an email, something about cougars. And I just figured, uh-oh, they're adding a zoo. And then I just deleted it because I realized that wasn't what it was.
It was a bar.
What is going on around this place? All right, people. You can laugh, people. That happens. Don't. It's stuff that happens to us. All right. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our very own Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Pinocchio. No. Now, see, it's easier today because I had pizza last night. See, that's why it's easier. Let me explain to you, if you are looking for somebody to walk you through the real estate process, who knows what's going on, who spends time studying to understand what's going on, you're not even sure what you're going to do yet. You know, the key in a lot of these connections and a lot of our sponsorships is just touching base, making sure that you know, hey, I have a lifeline here. I can talk to these people. They're not going to charge me. They're good people. They're really trying to do the right thing. And if something works out down the road, fantastic. If it doesn't, that's fine. Pamela, you can get to Pamela by going to the Blessed Realty Company. The Blessed Realty Company. The Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, Realty Company. .com. Now, you can reach her. Also, you can go to our website, and there's a sponsor link for her. But if you want to ask some questions, if you're looking to buy, you're looking to sell, you're looking to invest, you're looking to figure out what that next stage is, maybe you want a bigger house, maybe you want a smaller house. I know a couple that just bought a new house because they want a bigger house. For me and my wife, we wanted a smaller house. So we want to go the opposite direction. But now with the grandkids, we're thinking maybe that was a mistake. It's part of that, part of the process of learning that and talking to somebody who gets it. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. Let her know that you heard it here. All right, we're getting ready. I'm getting ready to do this thing, and people are going to get mad at me. I love you in the Lord. If you don't love me in the Lord, you're in trouble because God says you have to love me. Ha! You think, he doesn't say I have to love you. Yes, your enemies, your friends, your neighbors, the whole thing. As I said before, I am... Oh, should we get the trivia? I'll do the... I'll lay out the trivia and then see if somebody thinks they can get it. You're going to have to know this one. I'm not going to be able to help you on this one. Here you go. Here's the trivia question. Get ready. This is a little tough. What's the last miracle Jesus did before his resurrection? What's the last miracle Jesus did before his resurrection? There is a very specific answer. Okay. I don't remember our number. What is our number? 972-445-0770. Okay, so let me get back to this. I am, as I said, a spirit-filled, Bible-believing Calminian. What is Calminian? Calvinist and Arminian. And you're thinking, well, you can't be both. Wrong. I'm a manifold millennialist. What's that? I think pre, awe, and post have some excellent points, and there are different time frames where it weaves in and out where one's stronger than the other. Well, you can't do that. Too bad. I'm a born-again Christian Jew. You can't do that. Too bad. See all these things? Too bad, too bad, too bad. Well, you're not allowed to. Says who? Says who? Jesus Christ is Lord. He is my Lord. If you are a Christian, he is your Lord. And the bottom line is, we love the Lord. And you're my brother or you're my sister in the Lord. So when I tell you what I'm about to tell you, you can't set this up any more than I have. False teachers are horrible. They don't have anything to do with Christ. They lead people away from Christ. They give people false hope in false gods that will never happen. Da 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 da. That, however, is not the same as somebody who teaches something different. So now I want to talk about somebody on this station without naming names. Ooh. That I heard the other day talking about Job chapter 2, this particular person has a very different slant than I do on Job 1 and 2. And I disagree with this person, and I want to talk about that, but that doesn't make this person a false teacher. That's what I want to say. First, let's answer this caller. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Rosie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
Okay, I'm glad that you're doing great. That's a good thing. Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, this is a tough one. This is one of the toughest questions we've asked yet. So I'm going to try and help you. But if you got it on your own, you got it on your own. Here you go. What is the last miracle Jesus did before the resurrection?
I believe that he healed the ear of someone that Peter, he used a sword to cut his ear and he healed it.
That is correct. You are right. See, that is fantastic because that wasn't necessarily his last miracle. Most people believe his last miracle was the second catch of fish in the Sea of Tiberias. But the last physical miracle that Jesus did was healing the servant's ear that Peter cut off because Peter was a little bit of a jump the gunner.
Yep.
Excellent job. Excellent. Thank you so much. Now, again, just like I'm telling everybody, I want you to listen because we got a contest coming up, and it's going to be for a free tune-up. So I want you to keep listening so you can get the information on that, okay?
Sure will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Excellent job. Excellent, excellent, excellent job. Nailed it. Boy, some of you are going, what? Yeah, good job. All right. Let's go back to this. I want to talk about this. And again, I am making a strong, I can't make any stronger of distinction. I think Wonder Julie will testify this. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell you that I heard something on the station I disagree with. It doesn't make the person a false teacher. In fact, I know the person's not a false teacher. I just see this different. What am I talking about? Well, the other day, just before I left, on the radio, there was somebody talking about the Job situation. And if you remember in Job verse 121, it says, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And this particular individual thinks that's only recorded. That's not necessarily biblical truth. It's just recorded in Scripture. And Sam actually brought this up a time ago, saying that he has somebody he knows that, I don't know if it was his pastor or somebody he knows, that kind of thinks along the same way, is that just because Job said that doesn't mean that's what's going on. I would strongly disagree with that, and I'm going to tell you why. But this doesn't make either one of us bad teachers. I'm just going to tell you my point of view so you can understand. I think it's you got to be careful when you say, well, that's just recorded in Scripture. That's not what God says, because you could apply that to about 700,000 of the 743,000 words that are in the Scriptures. So you got to be careful picking and choosing like that. But I think the bigger issue there is the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And the question is it in the character of God to give and to take away? Keep in mind, right after that verse, it says, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. By saying the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, there was no charge against God in that process. He's saying, well, sometimes it's bountiful and sometimes it's not. In Job 2:10, he said to his wife, when she said, curse God and die, Job said, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. There was no sin in saying that. That's specific. And then you think, well, I know, but is that something that God, is that a process where God might allow that to happen? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth, and he humbles and he exalts. So yeah, sometimes it's a plus and sometimes it's a negative. Psalm 75, verse 6 through 7. Promotion comes neither from the east nor the west nor from the south, but God is judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. The Lord is able to raise somebody up and also put somebody down. Ecclesiastes 7:14. Enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, realize that both come from God. So to me, when you line up the Scriptures, when you line up Ecclesiastes and Psalm, 1 Samuel and Job 20 and Job 1, or Job 2 and Job 1, there's a consistency of message that sometimes it's bountiful and sometimes it's not. Abundant life that Jesus talked about, somewhere in the theology, abundant life just meant everybody makes $1 bazillion. Abundant life means exactly that, abundant, abundantly alive, abundantly good, abundantly tough, abundantly up, abundantly down, abundant. But you're not dead. And that's kind of the key in the process. Jesus is a giver of life. And not everything in life is everything is perfect. I'm in the will of God. Nothing bad ever happens. The perfect will of God brought Jesus through the crucifixion process. That was the perfect will of God once man sinned. The perfect will of God had Jesus getting into a boat and the wind coming against it. And you think, well, that wind was Satan. Doesn't matter. Jesus was in the perfect will of God, and so were the disciples. The disciples still thought they were going to drown, and they didn't. So when I look at stuff like that, I don't think somebody who sees that differently is, oh, he's an evil person. That's not somebody on CNN or MSNBC trying to mislead. I think that that's their take. I love that brother in the Lord. I just disagree with that approach. There's nothing bad or evil about that. I can disagree. I can be a kneecap. He can be an eye. Or he can be an elbow, and I can be an ankle. That's fine. But in my mind, the Lord has this ultimate control, and he does send different things and at different times, whether it's going good, bad, or different. A lot of it requires us to consider. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I hope you catch that. That's a biggie. And then when we get back, I got a follow-up to that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. Contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. I will ask people. I'm really reserved to do this because there's a part of me that just can't stand this one element. But we need prayer as a radio ministry. We're not the big radio ministries. I think we're like the smallest radio ministry that I know of. We're teeny. Okay, remember Tiny Tim? Well, we're teenier than Tiny Tim, kind of thing. And our finances are a little strained, and so we're just praying and asking people to pray for us and with us regarding prevailing in this. And so that's all I'll mention there. Just keep us in prayer, I hope you guys enjoy the show. I hope you're getting a lot out of it. I hope it's a blessing for you. I hope it's challenging. I remember in my earlier first 10, 15 years of Christianity, how comforting it was to have Christian radio. We used to listen to a station called KRDS back in the day. And man, oh man, there's a lot of comfort that came through that. So I hope it's a blessing for you as well. This segment, we're going to give a pre-shout-out as I'm talking to Clint tomorrow morning for Mr. Restore. They do fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, and other restoration services all around the entire Texas area in Grapevine and Irving and Dallas. They do free evaluations. They work with all insurance companies. They're A-plus rated. Well, that's good. 50 years of restoration experience, family-owned and operated. Great guy. Vince is a really nice guy. Not just because he bought me coffee, but that is nice too. The number there at Mr. Restore, 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Okie dokie, okie dokie. All right, going to go a little different direction in the last little bit of this show. So, as you know, poor Wonder Julie, she just... Where are we going, Dave? Where are we going? Okay. So there was something that happened. I'm going to kind of give a shout out to Miss Gates on this because she made me think about something. It's the kind of thing that I kind of get into contemplative modes in. Anyhow, I am a Jewish Christian. Just no other way to say this. And the Lord saved me in a real unique way, and I'll share that hopefully on our one-year anniversary. I'll share that story, and believe me, an hour won't be enough since I wrote a book about it. The bottom line is when I first got saved, the Bible that was given to me was a Good News Bible. Now, I understand the Good News Bible is not the best translation, but that's the one that was given to me. I didn't know any better, and I used that, and I just totally absorbed myself into Galatians and into Romans. And if you remember, the early Good News Bible had little stick characters, little cartoon pictures. And that's why I liked it, because it had little cartoonies in it. I thought that was cool. So it helped me read it. And I wasn't the best student prior to most of this stuff. And in fact, I was often checked out. So the Lord really used that and blessed me. And then I started reading the King James, and then I started reading the New King James, and then I started reading the NAS, and then I started to read other versions. And I noticed something when I started to read all these different versions, and that is there would be kind of like a I don't want to say the word freshness, but maybe an eye-opening catch when I would read the same verse in different translations. So I found myself going through multiple translations. I think there's 57 or 58 English translations, of which I've read 32 or 34 cover to cover, okay? That I've done. But, and I have a whole bunch, I've given a whole bunch away. Now I mark my Bible so much I can't give them away. So I can't, it's not something I do. But there was a passage that I wrote a paper on in my master's degree that had to do with Proverbs 16:3. And what was funny about it was what Miss Gates said is that she said that sometimes she likes the King James because sometimes even from where she's from, that gives her a little bit better grasp or understanding. And I laughed about it because in this verse I'm going to read you, I actually like the King James Bible the most in this particular verse, but I'm going to read you a verse and read you several different translations. And my premise to you is that God is able to utilize anything he wants to bring about his truth. And even though it's a translation that might not be as scholarly in different places, for like the Good News, maybe not as scholarly or so on and so forth, that doesn't mean that God can't use it to teach you and to help you and to grasp. What you need to do is find the one that you most connect to. Make sure it's not a paraphrase. So, which means I don't care if you're using the dynamic equivalent or the word-for-word equivalent. Just make sure it's not a paraphrase, just being restated. But you need to hang on to that. But look at other ones. There's nothing wrong with that. You won't go to hell if you look at a different translation, I promise. And that's kind of some of the legalism we got to get out. So Proverbs 16:3 in the New International Version says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Now, I'm going to read you some different translations. New Living Translation, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. English Standard Version, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. New American Standard, commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. King James, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. See, I like that because I know what planning is, but for me to understand planning, it has to start with a thought process. So I like that because it's like, yeah, I need to have that first thought and then that second thought and then that third thought in order to figure out what a plan is. But that's me. That's not everybody. And that the word really isn't thoughts, it's plans. But I understand it better as thoughts. Christian Standard Bible, commit your activities to the Lord, your plans will be established. Contemporary English, share your plans with the Lord and you will succeed. That's my response to that one. Good News Bible, ask the Lord to bless your plans, you'll be successful in carrying them out. Holman, commit your activities to the Lord and your plans will be achieved. New Heart English Bible, entrust your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. The reason that I'm reading that, and I just read you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, almost 14 different translations, is because some of those speak to you better than others. You don't lose much between the NIV and the New American Standard and the English Standard Version. Not a lot of loss there. I mean, let's just be honest. But some people really gravitate. In my case, I really gravitate to the King James in that passage. But I read everything that I read in multiple passages, and then I go into the Greek and I go into the Hebrew because I like it. I enjoy it. What I'm trying to do is free you up. God has used multiple translations to teach me multiple things throughout multiple years. God is bigger than a translation. Never, ever, ever forget. There is not a single Bible you are reading that is the original text. Ever. And when Jesus quoted the Old Testament, he used Septuagint 92% of the time, which was a translation of the Hebrew. So before you're freaking out, just be aware of that. That's how it goes. All right? Well, you got 30 seconds? 2 minutes? Wow, I'm doing pretty good, aren't I? Here's my encouragement. Read the Bible that you are connected to. Read that for sure. Keep reading it. Read it more. And then read another translation online or wherever just to give you that different kind of look at it. Look at the elephant from the left, the right. Look at the elephant from the top and the bottom. Look at the elephant from the north, south, east, and west. You often find there's some unique vision, unique understanding when you look at it from some different perspectives. Always ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Never add to or take away from the word ever, period. Okay? Okay. It's all right? It's all right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Destroying everyone and everything he finds. He's the hungry giant.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.